This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the country's military leaders. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. He condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of the elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. The situation also represents a rare policy alignment between Biden's fellow Democrats in Congress and top Republicans in denouncing the coup for consequences. The man installed by army leaders as Myanmar's new president after Monday's military coup is best known abroad for his role in a crackdown on 2007 pro-democracy protest. And the other leaders of her party and declared a one-year state of emergency. But while he is president, the real power lies with the top military commander, General Min Aung, who has been commander for since 2011, is due to retire soon. It will clear for him to take a civilian leadership role if the junta elections as promised. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered a Pakistani-British man acquitted of the 2002 gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl off death row and moved to so-called safe house. Omar Sheikh, who has been on death row for 18 years, will be under guard and will not leave the cell. He will be allowed to have his wife and children visit him, though. His father says the decision on Tuesday is not complete freedom. It's a step toward freedom. This is VOA News. Russia's opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, is facing a court hearing that could end with him being sent to prison for years. The 44-year-old Navalny is an anti-corruption investigator who is president of Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic. He was arrested January 17th upon returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Russian authorities have denied the charge. Russia's penitentiary service alleges that Navalny violated the probation of a suspended sentence from a 2014 money laundering conviction he rejects as politically motivated. On Tuesday, the district court in Moscow will consider its request to turn his 3.5-year suspended sentence into one that he must serve in prison. U.S. President Joe Biden has told Republican senators he is unwilling to settle on too small a COVID aid package after meeting for 2 hours over their slimmed-down proposal. Still, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says the group of GOP senators had a productive 2-hour meeting with the president.
We outlined for the president the provisions that we have proposed as part of an approximately $600 billion package. He explained in more depth areas that were not fleshed out as much in the package, the $1.9 trillion package. And it was a very good exchange of views.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that while there were areas of agreement, the president also reiterated his view that Congress must respond boldly and urgently and noted many areas which the Republican senator's proposals do not address. The deadliest month of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. has drawn to a close with certain signs of progress, that's COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations plummeting, while vaccinations are picking up speed. The question is whether or not the nation can stay ahead of the fast-spreading mutations of the virus. The U.S. death toll has climbed past 440,000, with over 95,000 lives lost in January alone. Deaths are running at about 3,150 each day on average. That is down slightly by about 200 from their peak in mid-January. Again, the deadliest month of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. seemingly to draw to a close. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. ¶¶